Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We're back with The Takeaway. I'm Tanzina Vega. Earlier this week, we brought you a transportation story out of Gwinnett County, Georgia, that raised national questions about public transit access. Well, residents went to the polls on Tuesday night to decide whether to join MARTA, the Metropolitan Atlantic Rapid Transit Authority, expanding their bus and rail service from nearby Atlanta to Gwinnett County. But for the third time in the last 30 years, Gwinnett County voted against the expansion and the proposed tax increase to make it happen. Amanda C. Coyne is a reporter covering Gwinnett County for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Amanda, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So give us a sense of the numbers around the vote. How did the county vote?
So it was a pretty low turnout election. About 90,000 of the 544,000 registered voters came out, and that's a little bit less than 20%. The difference was about 6,000 votes in total, but the margin percentage-wise was about 8% for no than for yes. People had been saying that it would be a low turnout since they had announced that the referendum would be in March instead of connected to a major election like the November 18, 2018 election.
Now, what do we have a sense of who voted? Because in our report earlier this week about this vote and the issue of public transportation access in general, there's always a question of race when it comes to this. So do you know essentially how the vote fell on racial lines, or is that unclear still?
So it's not 100% clear because we don't have the benefit of things like exit polling. But what we have seen, the turnout has been skewing a little bit older, skewing a little bit wider in a county that is actually a majority-minority county and a huge county in Georgia. But that's a trend with a lot of, you know, off-year or non-major elections.
Was this a surprise? I mean, I imagine there was a lot of disappointment. As we said, this is the third time in 30 years that the county's voted against this expansion.
A lot of people were really hopeful, especially people in Democratic circles and people in kind of the pro-business Republican side. And I was at the election night party for one of the groups that was organizing for this vote. And, you know, no one was shocked. No one seemed surprised. No one was crying. They were just pretty disappointed. And right after that, those results came in, the people on that pro side and the chairman of the county commission who authorized this vote said they were prepared to run it again pretty soon. You know, while we don't have that date yet, we know that they want to run this referendum again because, you know, in the words of the commissioner, they believe transit is too important not to pass sooner or later.
Well, beyond the racial dynamics here, what are those who oppose this expansion opposing?
So it depends, you know, obviously voter by voter, but the biggest thing I've heard from no voters in speaking to them at the polls or speaking to them, you know, in early voting, a lot of people were opposed to that 1% tax. And a lot of people who were opposed to that tax specifically said, you know, why would I pay this tax if it's not going to benefit me? I'm not going to ride the bus. There's only going to be one rail station. It's not going to be close to me. So if it's not going to benefit me, why should I pay it? You know, it's a waste of my money. And also some people don't trust MARTA, the agency, to handle their money. They've had some financial problems in the past, although they have resolved them in the past years and they are doing pretty fine right now. And another group of people that I spoke to would say, you know, this plan doesn't benefit me because it doesn't go far enough. And if they would have added more heavy rail, for example, maybe these people would have voted yes.
I imagine because this is a fight that's been going on for decades that it's not over yet.
No. Yeah. The Gwinnett County Commission is prepared to evaluate, you know, what went wrong with this referendum, look at the plan again, and then schedule a referendum for the future.
Amanda C. Coyne is a reporter covering Gwinnett County for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Amanda, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.